beside the Shakespeare Garden, out of time, out of fashion, and out of place. It wasn't the cottage that Becky was after, but what lay behind it. She dashed around the brown building and came to a dirt clearing on the other side. There she saw the low stone well. Becky hurried over to the well and leapt straight into it, pressing her hands and feet against its close walls and lowering herself down the tight, vertical shaft. 20 feet later, she emerged inside the mysterious tunnel at the bottom of the well. She dropped the last few feet and hurried down the tunnel until she saw the ancient stone doorway and stopped dead. The exit wasn't open. She couldn't get out. "Misty Chastity, you bitches," Becky said to no one. A blood-curdling male scream from outside made her spin. And there in that cold underground tunnel in that wretched version of New York City, Becky Taylor realized that she was going to die. This day wasn't supposed to end like this. Only hours earlier, she had literally been the belle of the ball, stunning in her Vera Wang gown, outstanding at school, with a handsome date and the world at her feet. And now she was here, in this horrible place, trapped and alone. Soon its cruel inhabitants would find her, and when they did, they would kill her in the slowest and ugliest of ways. And with those grim thoughts, Becky Taylor, in her torn bridal gown and lipstick-branded face, dropped to the floor, closed her eyes, and quietly began to sob. At that exact same moment, in Becky's room in her family's apartment in the Majestic Building, a regular 17-year-old girl's room in the regular New York City of today, her parents found her phone and on it, a final text message written but unsent. It read, "Dear Mom and Dad, I just can't take it anymore. The pressure, the expectations, the burden of those expectations. Please don't come looking for me, because you won't find me. I will be at the bottom of the river, at peace. I love you. Becky." Part 1. The School Where New Girls Go Missing. There were careless people, Tom and Daisy. They smashed up things and creatures and then retreated back to their money. F. Scott Fitzgerald, The Great Gatsby. New school, new life. It was my first day at school in a new city, but I don't think you'd find many people feeling sorry for me. On paper, my life was the ultimate fantasy of the average American 16-year-old girl. I was living in New York City, on the Upper West Side, in the historic San Remo building, in an enormous apartment that overlooked Central Park. The San Remo is one of those imperious twin-towered Art Deco co-ops that were built in the 1930s, which are now occupied by movie stars, Wall Street masters of the universe, Saudi princes, and anybody else who can afford to pay $20 million in cash for an apartment. But as far as I saw it, my life sucked. Wrenched from my childhood home in Memphis, I had been transplanted at the age of 16 into the most fearsome milieu of teenage bitchiness imaginable, that of ultra-wealthy New York. Enrolled at a new school in a new city, away from the father I loved, living with a mother I despised, and a stepfather who tolerated me, I hated it. The only plus was that my twin brother, Red, ever calm and easygoing, was in it with me. The first day of school didn't start well. I dressed in my uniform, an utterly sexless white button-down blouse under a navy and green tartan dress. The white shirt was long-sleeved with stiff buttoned cuffs. A racing green ribbon was the only hair accessory allowed. In a school as well-to-do as Monmouth, jewelry can be a serious issue. Girls can get competitive about this sort of thing, and it was entirely possible for a female student to wear earrings worth a few $100,000. So, all jewelry was forbidden. The only other accessory permitted was a watch. I didn't mind the plainness of it all, or the sexlessness for that matter. At my old school in Memphis, an all-girls school, there had been no dress code, so the student body had worn whatever they liked. And as the girls got older, every day became a fashion contest. And as hips became curvier and breasts